Hi, I'm Mia, and the way I do my homework is that I have my folder all sorted out in a way that I have my maths book at the back, then I have my spelling sheet and my table sheet on top of it, then I put my reading book on top of the sheets and put my copies on top of that. So it's sorted out in the order that I do my homework in. And then I pack it up the same way. And then before I go to bed, I try to find what clothes I'm going to wear tomorrow, the next day. But most of the time I keep forgetting to, or I just don't put any effort into it. Or and then in the mornings I'm sometimes doing a search, like on Monday mornings and on Fridays.
Hello everybody.
Is it raining?
Yep.
Dylan is 5, right?
Nope.
Dylan is 18, right?
No.
How old is Dylan?
6.
6 inches of rain outside, too. Raining. Hurricane Ophelia became Storm Ophelia. Now Storm Brian. When Storm Ophelia touched down near Ireland, Dylan, what happened to our back garden?
My trampoline blew up.
Blew up?
And then I didn't have it anymore.
Blew up in the air, was 90 degrees. I was holding on to it like a big sail, and then it landed on its back, and what happened to it?
Broke.
It's broken. It's bent. The netting is broken. I took it off, but it was bent. Two of the rails were bent. And the frame itself is bent, both in terms of the support structure and the little circle that goes around where it holds everything in place. Very sad. Should we get another trampoline?
Yeah.
Ting, 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 350 euro or so. One third of the shed, well, it's damaged as well. Part of the roof is peeled back. The shingle, it's a felt shingle. You roll it in place and tack it down. It was tacked down. It ripped right off. What's the story, Dylan?
Me want to go in my daddy work.
Dylan's going to go to work with me and make a video about Roblox. So we have to do that. I hope it's sunny where you are. Is it sunny where you are, Dylan?
No.
Is it raining?
Yeah.
Is it flooding?
No.
Not flooding.
Only drains.
Only in some drains. Okay. Hope it's sunny where you are. My name is Bernie, and your name is?
Dylan.
Bye for now.
Awesome new kitten.
What's the kitten's name?
Shadow.
What are your fish names?
Bingo.
Bingo and?
Coco. And Finn. And?
Uh-oh, do you only have 3 fish?
Bingo. Charlie.
And
Snowy died.
No, the fish name Snowy's dead. It buried in the back garden. Give me the 4 fish names.
Okay, Charlie, Finn, Coco.
Which are gold ones? Because you only told me 3. Which are gold?
Charlie, Bingo, gold.
Charlie's gold, and who else is gold?
Bingo.
And who are the 2 black ones?
Coco and Finn.
They're getting big. Big enough to have a new fish tank for Christmas, maybe. Planning. Well, first we have to get a new shed, though. Roof. Then maybe a trampoline, and then maybe a new fish tank. Let's see what happens. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now.
Hey, Bernie. It's your girl, Miss Eileen. So sorry to hear about your shed and the storm damage. I could just imagine you looking at it and just thinking, wow, your poor shed. Well, I just want you to know that I was thinking about you, and hopefully you can salvage it somehow. Okay, bye for now.
Eileen, thanks for that. Bye. The kids have never seen a lightning strike. They've never seen lightning to lightning cloud fights. You haven't. Where have you seen lightning strike, Dylan?
I've seen lightning.
Strike something, though.
No, I've seen lightning.
But in South Central Pennsylvania, where I live, well, they would have that opportunity to see lightning come down and hit a barn or torch off a field. But we do have high winds and a lot of rain. Dylan hopes to see flooding this weekend. We saw flooding already 2 days ago. The storm drains are super saturated with both water and leaves. So, Eileen, come visit slushy Ireland. I know you love it. The grass is green here year-round, although the trees are naked at this time of year. The high winds made sure of that.
Ah!
Bye for now.
Ah! The grass is green and soggy.
Purple Cakes, I need to know the story of that name. I'm also got me curious now. I'm religious about not using Facebook a lot, so I'm going to have to open up that audio community, scroll around, see if I can spot you. Because certainly you're not Purple Cakes, right? Just like I'm not really Top Gold. I use that nickname because people can't spell Goldbach with an H at the end. It's a very German name. Five different towns in Germany named Goldbach. So if I lived there, which I did for more than 5 years, people respected it. Bernhard Goldbach. Yeah. So thanks for visiting. Enjoy your weekend. And if you miss this on the day, Saturday, I think you might find it inside my episodes. I hope to make everything I'm saying today into a gigantic podcast for people to hear. Bye for now, and thanks for visiting.